From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. There is a change for air travelers effective today. Now, everyone flying into the United States from countries in the Western Hemisphere must have a passport. Up until now, U.S. citizens and some others entering the U.S. from Canada, Mexico, or the Caribbean could show other ID, such as a driver's license, a birth certificate, or a border crossing card. But the post-9/11 security push is finally limiting the options for air travelers. You don't need a passport yet if you're entering the U.S. by land or sea, and we'll hear about why in a little bit. As for air travelers, today seemed to go smoothly as the first phase of the Western Hemisphere Travel Initiative made its debut.
My name is Dana Clack, and I live and work in Dallas, Texas. I've had a passport for several years, so to me it's no inconvenience.
I'm Judy Grace, and I'm from New Hampshire, the States. It's a nuisance for people that have to now go and fill out the paperwork and pay for it and get it and all that kind of stuff.
I'm from New York, Steve Francesco. I always have my passport with me. Always.
Travelers at airports in Mexico City and Toronto today. Zachary Mann is a special agent with the U.S. Customs and Border Protection Bureau. He spent part of his morning at Miami International Airport, where he says there were just two cases of travelers without passports. Both were children. One was a two-year-old coming back from the Dominican Republic.
I'd like to say that he had his passy but no passport because the parents just hadn't been up to speed on the requirements.
He had the pacifier, huh?
He had the pacifier, but no passport.
Still, both children were allowed in, no problem. In fact, it seems there's a bit of a grace period as this new passport requirement takes effect. I asked Zachary Mann about that.
If you don't have a passport, we're going to send you to a secondary examination where you'll be engaged in the conversation with one of the examining officers from Customs and Border Protection. And at that point, they will try to determine to their satisfaction that you are, in fact, a U.S. citizen and you are, in fact, who you claim to be. Generally speaking, it's not going to be a big deal, but we are going to give them a verbal and a written notification of what the requirements are, and we're going to strongly suggest that future travels, they come back to the United States with a passport.
These new rules have meant more work for the State Department.
In November of 2005, we issued 648,000 passports. In November of 2006, we issued 1.1 million.
That's Durwood Stabin, the State Department's senior advisor on the Western Hemisphere Travel Initiative. Overall, the State Department expects to issue 16 million passports this year, and Stabin is confident they can process passports in the usual time, about 6 weeks.
For 2 years, we've been preparing for this ever since Congress passed it. We've been hiring the additional staff, training them, putting them out at the passport agency so they can begin working. We have increased our work hours. For instance, the National Passport Center in Portsmouth, New Hampshire is now working 24 hours a day, and we are in the process of opening a new mega center in Hot Springs, Arkansas, that will be responsible for processing upwards of 10 million passport books and cards per year.
The travel industry has been trying to make sure that the need for a passport and the cost don't turn away travelers. A new adult passport is $97, and there's an extra $60 fee if it's a rush job. Roger Dow is the president of the Travel Industry Association.
Several hotels in Nassau and Bahamas, the Marriott and Puerto Vallarta, Mexico, have basically said to guests, if you don't have a passport and you are coming to our destination, we will pay $100 towards your passport if we are the first destination you come to.
Any idea how many people have taken them up on the offer?
I haven't heard of many. I think it's probably an unfounded challenge because most of the people that travel are calling their airline, they're calling their travel agent, and they've been getting this word out for months, hey, be sure you have a passport. So I think they're concerned about the last-minute trip of let's go to the Bahamas next weekend.
It's the businesses right along the borders that have been especially wary of a passport requirement, and they have succeeded in delaying that requirement for people coming into the U.S. by car or boat. As long as Canadians don't need a passport to come across the border by land, American businesses want to make sure they know it. Here's a bit of an ad running on a Toronto-area radio station earlier this month.
Didn't get what you wanted for Christmas? Expose yourself to Fashion Outlets of Niagara Falls, USA for incredible Boxing Week shopping at great prices. Plus, with the favorable exchange rate, your Canadian dollar has more buying power now than in the last 10 years. No passport required for Canadians.